Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming at you with another of my weekend podiums. Weekend podiums, a little segment that I try to do every Sunday to talk about what I consider the biggest three events that happened over the past racing weekend. And as always, I invite you to tag me on Twitter at RichardAllenIDR. Or on the other social media accounts. Of course, InsideDirtRacing.com has its own Facebook page. And you can find me on Instagram at RichardAllenIDR as well. So I'd certainly look forward to hearing from you about in regard to this or anything else that you like to chat about as far as racing is concerned. And also invite you to check out the content that we continually update on both InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. And we're going to have some really good stuff coming at you over the next several days. I got some really good interviews over the weekend. I attended the World Finals at the dirt track at Charlotte. Talked to some folks and be putting some stories together. I talked to Brian Shirley about his switch from Rocket to Longhorn chassis and how he thinks that's going to go. I talked to Brandon Overton. Brandon, you know, obviously had a great late model season, but he tried something new this weekend. He drove a sprint car with the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series on one of the nights, and talked about the learning experience that was. The first time he turned a competitive lap at all was when he rolled out for hot laps there at the dirt track at Charlotte. So talk about how different it is to drive one of those things than it is to drive his regular late model. Also talked to Ashton Winger about the great breakout season that he's experienced here in 2021, his success on the Summer Nationals Tour, as well as just other races around the Southeast and all around the country. So we'll talk to him as well, and we'll post that story. And then another one I'm really looking forward to putting out, I talked to World of Outlaws sprint car driver Carson Macedo there in the pit area, and I'm going to put a story together to talk about the grind of the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series, because, I mean, those guys, late model guys, race a lot, and those guys even race more than they do. And I want to talk to him about how difficult that grind can be, and the toll it takes on you physically, mentally, and otherwise. So I look forward to putting that story out. So as always, check InsideDirtRacing.com and also InsideCircleTrack.com. Have some stuff up there regarding the NASCAR finale weekend at Phoenix as well. But now on to the top three stories of the weekend as I saw it. First and foremost, number one to me was Jonathan Davenport. He's had a great season throughout the year. I'm one of the voters in the Dirt on Dirt Top 25 poll, and I've voted Brandon Overton number one numerous times, but Jonathan Davenport is really making a strong play for number one here lately. He's really come on. He swept that Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series weekend at Dixie Speedway in Rome, now comes in and sweeps the series finale with the World of Outlaws Morton Building Late Model Series at the dirt track at Charlotte. He won both Friday night and Saturday night, so a really strong and impressive performance by Davenport. Neither time did he just start at the front and just lead all the way. He had to make some moves. He had to get himself into the lead, and once he did, on both occasions, he was able to hold on from there. So a great performance by Jonathan Davenport over the weekend. The second thing I want to talk about, here over the last few weeks and months, we're watching the emergence of a young guy who might very well put himself on the big time scene with dirt late model racing sometime over the next couple of seasons or so. Garrett Smith from out of Georgia ran really well, exceptionally well, particularly on Saturday night. I mean, he qualified very well. He won his heat race, started on the front row. And, you know, you might expect, well, a young guy like that, you know, the more experienced fellas will get around him and drop him back in the rundown. But that didn't happen at all. He hung right in there with Jonathan Davenport, with Brandon Shepard, Tim McCready, Brandon Overton. All of those guys were in that race, and he hung right with them. As a matter of fact, Davenport passed Garrett for the lead there at one time, and Smith passed him back. It was, and like I said, also up there with Brandon Shepard as well. So quite a performance by him. He wound up finishing second to Davenport in the Saturday night feature. So that was thrilling to see a young guy really emerge on the scene like that. And then the third thing that I'm going to mention is also the World Finals event altogether. If you have never been to it, it's an incredible experience. You have the World of Outlaw Morton Building Late Model Series, the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series, and the Super Dirt Car Big Block Modified. Particularly, I know a lot of our readers are late model fans, so you may not have seen the sprint cars race that often or the big block modifieds. They are really something to see, and those big block modifieds are really something to hear. Those things are loud, and they put on a great show. And of course, the sprint cars, as fast as it seems like late models are going around the track, I mean, they're going 2 seconds faster. So they're an incredible sight to see as well. So if you have never attended the World Finals at the dirt track at Charlotte, where you get the opportunity to see all three of those classes racing at the same time, I invite you to look at that. And also, of course, remember next year at the Bristol Motor Speedway in the spring, the World of Outlaws are bringing both the sprint cars and the late models to BMS. So that if you're in East Tennessee like I am, that'd be an even closer opportunity for you to check them out. But those are my top three stories of this weekend. Jonathan Davenport's dominating performance in the late model features, taking both of those on Friday and Saturday night. Garrett Smith with a great run to thrust his name into the spotlight of the dirt late model world, and then also just the World Finals in general. And what a great event that is. You know, the dirt track at Charlotte, right next to the Charlotte Motor Speedway, is an A1 facility. So just a great experience altogether. I hope you have a great week. I really appreciate you taking the time to give it a listen, and I appreciate you checking the content on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. As you obviously do, we see our hit numbers, of course, and there's a lot of traffic coming there, so we're very appreciative of that. But for now, signing off for this weekend's Weekend Podium, this is Richard Allen, and wishing you all the best.